USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police say 16 people are injured, 10 of those shot after an attack on a Brooklyn subway Tuesday morning. NYPD Police Commissioner Keechan Sewell says a man opened fire on a subway car and released some sort of gas canister.
As the train was pulling into the station, the subject put on a gas mask. He then opened a canister that was in his bag, and then the car filled with smoke. After that, he began shooting.
None of the victims have life-threatening injuries, police adding that it's not terror-related. The United States marked the highest 12-month increase in inflation in March, with consumer prices rising 8.5%, a high not seen in four decades. Data also reveals a consumer price index, which measures a consumer side of price items like energy, food, and rent, rose 1.2% from February. USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.